He gives strength to me as I worship him. I said, he gives strength to me as I worship him. And my heart is filled with praise. How many know you're filled with praise tonight? You are the tabernacle of God. The Spirit of God dwells within your life. Amen. So he gives me strength. Amen. As I worship, and my heart is filled with praise. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. And when you're full of praise, how can the devil attack you? If you're full of praise, there's no vacancy. The devil can't come in because there's no vacancy. Can you say hallelujah? When you're full of praise, the devil can't attack you because there's no vacancy. Amen, amen, amen. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter, it said, one of them, which was a lawyer, asked them a question in the 35th verse. Tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said this, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. These two commandments, that's all. He didn't even count the first 10. He said, just need two. If you do these two, everything else is taken care of. Let me read the two commandments. Let me read it again. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I love my neighbor, don't mean I have to live with him. I love my neighbor, don't mean I have to sleep with him. You know what I'm saying? Amen? Amen? The Lord is saying you got to love him as yourself, but you don't have to do what your neighbor does. You don't have to go where your neighbor goes. Amen? You don't have to go there. Amen? You love them. You love them, but you don't have to do the things that they do. That's the difference. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. So we can cover people because we love them. Amen? But that doesn't mean we have to do the things that they do. So what are you reading there, Kevin? What does it say?
It says in Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Oh, wait a minute. And power. Else?
Who went about doing good.
He went about doing what?
Doing good.
Go ahead.
And healing all that were oppressed.
Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus called it what it was. You don't hear some of these big time preachers today even mentioning the devil. They don't want to be offensive to people. You don't want to talk about the devil. But if you want to win a war, you got to know who your enemy is. I said, if you want to win a war, you got to know who your enemy is. If you want to win a war, you've got to know who the enemy is. If you want to win a war, you got to know who the enemy is. So today we don't mention the enemy. But we know, and I know, and you know tonight, that our warfare is a spiritual warfare. Amen. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. Amen. It's a spiritual warfare in the Middle East, and we know who the enemy is. So what else does it say, Kevin?
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen. Go ahead.
And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day.
Oh, watch out now. Him God raised up. Get ready, folks. I said, God is raising you up. Can you say praise the Lord? You know when Hezekiah was healed? When he went into the house of God on the third day. Three is resurrection. It represents resurrection. God is going to raise you up. On the third day, it's mentioned twice. that it was good on the third day. It was on the third day that Jesus went to the wedding. In John, the second chapter, it was on the third day that he went to the wedding. The first miracle that he performed was on the third day. All right? When he turned the water into wine. So three has a significance. Hezekiah was threatened by the enemy. 185,000 of the enemy. 185,000. Think of that. And people are afraid today. All God needs is one angel. He don't need an atomic bomb. He don't need any guided missiles. He don't need any of that stuff. All he needs is one angel. God is in control of the Middle East, folks. That's what Israel means. Israel means God is in control. Everybody say, God.
God.
I like that. I like to give the devil. God.
God.
Is in control. That's what Israel means. If you study that name, it means God is in control. So Hezekiah, threatened by the enemy. Isaiah said, set your house in order, you're going to die. And he says, Lord, I'm not ready to die, because he lost his joy of serving God. So he goes to the house of God on the third day. And when he went there on the third day, God gave him a miracle. God sent an angel and slew 185,000 of the enemy. God healed him. And God restored everything to him that the devil was trying to take from him. It was on the third day. So three represents resurrection power. Amen? So what does it say? The Lord gave him power, Kevin?
Yes, he did.
On what day?
On the third day, he raised him up.
On the third day. I got good news for you. God is going to raise you up. Going to raise you up out of your sickness, out of your poverty. God's going to raise you up out of your oppression that you're under. And the only way you can be raised out of oppression, I says, is by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, not some man coddling you and lying to you. Man can't change you. I said, the only one that can change you is the Lord. If man could bring peace in the world today, there would be peace. But man is not going to bring peace. They're just lying. They just want more than what they have now. And they say, we're going to bring peace. But the Bible says when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. I'll tell you again, when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Let me tell you one more time. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction is going to come. And this is what's happening in the world today. The groundwork is being laid for sudden destruction to come, not only to America, but to all the nations of the world. Sudden destruction is heading this way. And that's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. An angel said, man, it's going to happen. So what happened? I mean, the angels forcibly had to take Lot and his family out of the house, forcibly had to take him out. Don't look back. Don't look back once you come out. I'm not looking back. Once you come out, don't look back. Amen. So what happened? Lot's wife looked back. She looked back because she wanted to see if destruction was really going to come, and she was turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back. She was dead. There was a curse upon her life. Amen. We have people looking back today. But I'm looking ahead to the promises of God. I'm looking beyond the walled cities. I'm looking to land that's flowing with milk and honey. Can you say hallelujah? That's what Canaan was, a land flowing with milk and honey. And you that are watching us, if you hear this word tonight, I say God can turn things around in your life. You pay for everything in life. You pay for everything. But when it comes time to honor God, I said, you don't, because you've listened to the lie, the oppression that Satan's put on you. If you want to be delivered from your oppression tonight, I'm going to tell you, Brother Barry, what can they do?
Hey, man, you can do something about it. Here we go now. You can scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. You'll see a link that says, click here to give online. Click the link, follow it, fill it out. Honor the Lord, bless the Lord, and God will bless you and deliver you. Amen.
God will bless you and deliver you.